glistening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus
with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. How is everybody on this last Sunday night in April? And we are coming into May. It's May, the merry month of May. It is really my favorite month of the year. I always said my spring months are May and my fall month is October. I just love those seasons. And this month is going to bring a calmer time with practical productivity. A lot of you have been visualizing changes. You've wanted a new job. You've wanted a new boyfriend. You've wanted a new home or whatever you wanted. And now this is the month that it's all going to happen for you. May brings endings, some upsetting weather. Attention to the older movie stars, because we're going to see many of them passing away with this very life-drawing energy that we have, and as well as some political world leaders. Anybody that's in their 90s or above, I wrote a few names down: Doris Day, Kirk Douglas, Betty White, and Dick Van Dyke. And these, of course, are the older stars that were famous back when I was a younger, and we will miss them. They did wonderful, wonderful work, every one of them. Tonight, I have Frank with me, and he was wonderful to cover my show last week. I was very pleased. I was away. I just want everybody to know that I am moving to Austin, Texas tomorrow. It will take a week for the drive, and it's going to be a very exciting time for me, and I have a new home. So you people in the Austin, Texas area, you know my 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. You can leave a message, and I'd be happy to meet and greet you. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am. And welcome back.
Thank you for doing my show last week. I'm sure you and Don had a good time.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did, actually.
And tonight, we are having, as I said, practical productivity, which brings us some very nice phone calls from our listeners. And we have Amy from California. She was born August 5th. Are you there, Amy?
I am.
Do you have a question for Frank?
No, I do. And I asked this last week, but I just thought I'd check in with you guys one more time. I'm looking for the divorce documents and the marriage certificate. And I have dug everywhere. And there's no way I threw these out. But what? Any
you
more
know,
information?
I don't try to get them from the court. You can get your marriage certificate from the court of the county that you were married in.
I know, I can.
Then do it. Amy.
I can.
Then do it. Get it.
Yeah,
from
I just thought maybe.
And get it
maybe
and get your divorce papers from the court that you were divorced in or from your lawyer. And that will save
right.
you time and energy. Frank, what do you think?
Well, I'm having a little hard time understanding it. I'm getting a little static or something.
Oh, well, she misplaced her court papers. She misplaced her divorce papers and I believe her marriage certificate. Is that right, Amy?
Right.
And she needs to know where they are. I suggested that she just get them from the court and save herself a lot of hassle. But what do you think?
I think you're, like Elizabeth said, you better do that. I do feel they're around, but you've been going through so much lately. It's
yeah.
Sometimes you're better off just do some meditation and try to calm yourself down and think back a bit when you had them.
Yeah, put them in your hand in the meditation, Amy, and see if you get some sort of a signal or a vision as to when you had them last. Ask yourself, when did I have these papers last?
Okay, great. I just thought I'd get an update just in case, and I will just see what happens, and I'll surrender whatever happens.
Thank you for calling to find out. And Frank, we are just having wonderful people call me, and I'm sure that they have questions about the upcoming month, which begins on Wednesday. We have Antonella from Canada, born November 23rd.
Yes, yeah. What's your question?
Okay. Anyway, Frank, I listened to the show last week. He did a great job, so I just wanted to compliment him on that.
Oh,
and
yes.
And my
yes.
question to Frank, I guess the last 5 years have been really hectic for me. I'm just wondering if you see any employment opportunities coming up for me.
I feel June for you, actually, before
yeah.
the end of June. I know you've been going through a lot physically also and with mom, your mother.
Yes.
And
oh my God,
I do feel the energy starting to come down. Again, you know, we keep promoting to try to do a meditation, picture in your mind what you want.
Yeah.
And picture a calendar in the background. If you're used to working behind the desk, picture yourself behind the desk in your new job. And picture a calendar in the background. And the more that you do that, the more positive the energy becomes. And believe it or not, your mind will actually connect with the job you're seeking.
Antonella, when you picture the calendar, picture it June, the 2 days in June are June 3rd and June 10th for you to look for. And you really need to try to be more positive. You have not given yourself a chance to heal with some upsets that have been around you for the past 4 months. I want you to work on that first. You know, I forgive myself for everything I've done and everything I haven't done, past, present, and future. And then you forgive each person for everything they've done and everything they haven't done, past, present, and future. Because you're hanging on to that, and it's blocking the energy from you finding a new job.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out, Antonella. Thank you. We have Linda from Montana on line four. Linda was born, Frank, February 3rd. Thank you for calling, Linda. What can we do for you? Do you have a question for Frank?
Yes. Hi. I have been traveling a bit this last year, except for the winter. I returned to Montana and rented a place for the winter on the lake. And in the meantime, I also lost my dog. He passed away. But I am looking at which direction I'm going. I am, I'm intending to leave here in May. Sometimes I think I should stay here where I'm at. And then the other thing is that I was looking at Flagstaff, Arizona. Any directions for me? Or directions
are you
other
familiar
than
with,
the two I had?
Yeah, are you familiar with Flagstaff?
Flagstaff is not South Arizona, but Flagstaff is near Phoenix.
It's northern. North of Phoenix. North of, Sedona.
Yuma
no,
is
I don't mean that.
I mean,
have you
South
been
Arizona.
There? I mean, you been there?
Many times.
Okay,
yes, many
well,
times.
How do you
I was
feel about
there.
It?
Well, I feel I'm used to the cooler weather, and I know they really got dumped on for snow this winter, which was kind of nice to know about. And I love the red rocks. I love the trees and the mountains. And I sometimes wonder if I'll fit in other than that.
Well, you know what's funny, Linda? I really would like to interject in here. You usually do the Arizona thing, but you're getting told to stay in Montana, and I'm agreeing. I think that there's going to be border trouble in that area of Arizona. And I also think there's going to be extremely, extremely hot weather in Arizona, triple digits this summer. It's going to be
and
all over the Midwest.
Yeah. I agree with you. I was going to say that. The weather's been, last few years, especially over the top as far as the heat goes and everything. So you're probably better if you're used to the change of climate a bit. You know, your body's not going to, it's going to take a while for you to adjust, and it might be just the wrong time. I'd probably be looking around next year.
Yeah, I'd stay in Montana if you can.
Okay. Then that means I should rent. Rent a place, not buy anything at this time.
You rent until you use it. That's what I'm doing in Austin. As you heard, Linda, I'm moving to Austin, but I'm renting because I don't know the area, and that leaves me free to visit and perhaps relocate to different areas. It's the first time I've lived in the Southwest. So I do think, how long have you been to Montana before?
I was born and raised here, and I've been living up here for the last couple of years, or since 2003. But I lived in California a long time before that. Went to work there, and I retired from the university system there.
You know, we're coming into some powerful energy. Frank, tell her about the powerful energy of 2020 as we go into January when Mars conjuncts Saturn. And I think it's best that she stays put until after that energy. What do you think, Frank?
Yes, because it's going to become very confusing for a lot of people. It's kind of overwhelming, and it may not be the best time right now. If you're comfortable in a certain place, I would probably stay there. Like I said, I don't see you moving for another year.
Okay, I have an opportunity to rent a place because they're coming back. They ski, and I took their place while in the winter while they go up on the mountain and ski, and I could go up and rent his condo for the summer, which he'd absolutely like because he likes me as a renter.
Well, do and, that.
But that's, and I had an opportunity to go to South Carolina, and I just got no on that one.
Good. And you know something, Linda, you've got a good friendship and you've got a support system where you are. You're going to need it. Stay put.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. That's what you're hearing. The other would be Idaho, going over to Idaho.
Why are you even changing the subject, Linda?
I don't know, because I'm just anywhere.
you're fine. Frank, go ahead and talk to her.
I'm staying here.
Frank
I'm
was
staying
say,
here. I got it.
Frank, what
okay.
were you going to say?
Listen, you're in the sixth year of a nine-year uh-huh. cycle. It's a good earth year. It represents also real estate. It's good for negotiating, but it's practical, doing things that are practical for you so you could feel secure. And my feeling, and also Elizabeth, is to stay where you are.
Okay. Okay. I'm in the Flathead area, and it's summertime, and everybody comes to the Flathead area too. And I was like, that's the biggest right there. They all converge on this area, and it grows about four times as big. So okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your input. Thank you very much. You have a great evening.
You too. Well, Frank, why don't you tell us what you see for May and June? What's coming, maybe worldwide?
Well, I watch everything. I read newspaper. I watch certain shows all the time. I kind of feel that it's going to be a little low-key. There are hideous things that are going on in the world right now here, but as far as massive things going on, it's like I said, it's kind of a low key time. So I feel better if people are making decisions. And stuff, that's my feeling. And,
I feel low-key for May, but I do feel that we're going to have some weather. I do feel that we are going to have trouble with some passings away of world leaders, so it's going to be interesting to watch that. And maybe older presidents, or maybe something in England with Prince Philip.
I feel a certain candidate passing.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
so and then the movie stars. I had predicted that this would be the year of the 90s people going, and I think that is going to start in May. So I think those are our concerns, but I don't see anything dangerous. There could be some terrorism overseas, but I don't think it's going to affect our country. What about the weather, Frank? What are you feeling about that?
Weather, I feel, is very unpredictable. And especially where I am on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But I feel Long Island, possibly Manhattan, being hit with a particular hurricane again. It's going to cause a lot of damage.
Either that or high winds. We've had very high winds. You know, I was out the other day, and I opened my car door, and it got slammed. It really, really, anyway. So on we go with, how was your move when you moved to Asbury Park, and how do you like it there? I know that you did that about a year ago, and, it took you some time to adjust, right?
Yes, it's, I love going to the ocean. It's only about three blocks away. Just getting to know, making friends, and there's a lot of things going on here too. There's a lot of building. It's a very popular place. The beach is beautiful, and there's a lot happening. great restaurants. You know, there's a kind of variety of things. There's always some activities going on. And, you know, we got, you know, so there's a lot of music. There's a lot of different types of events going
on.
That's
great. I'm glad that people are interested in those events because we are in a calmer time and it is time for us to plan how we're going to move ahead, because a lot of people, Frank, are finding out that the old ways don't work. And I don't think they're really quite sure of what the new ways should be. The old thoughts and the old ways of advertising have changed. It's more social media right now. I think we're kind of in a betwixt and between, but May brings the time to really focus. Since you're not going to have upsets, big emotional upsets, you can focus and start thinking about how to move forward in your own life. And of course, that always involves meditation. We do need to have begin our meditation practices and be much stronger with it, because as we build up the energy to go into 2020, which I think will be more of a jarring year, of course, that's going to be a real political year because we vote for our new president in 2020. Do you have anything to add to that, Frank?
Oh, you know what? I've listened to discussions too about, we're a certain age group, and we're actually looking for foundational things that were, proven that don't work anymore, like you said.
Yeah, they don't.
The younger ones are doing different things. They want things faster. Information is faster. And values are changing.
Their values are changing. As a matter of fact, they're even setting the table differently. Some restaurants put the knife and fork on the right and the spoons on the left. I do want to say this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight I'm on with Frank St. James, and it's a call-in show. We would love to hear from you. The call-in number to ask a question is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And we will be right back after these messages to answer questions, so please give us a call. Thank you, and we'll be back after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of April 29th through May 5th, 2019. The high point this week is a lucky face-off between Mars and Jupiter. There is not much stargazing activity to point out to for the planetary energies of May, so hopefully that means you can tend to a wide variety of items on your list. The most unusual topic is the blue moon on May 17th. The original indicator of a blue moon was the third of four full moons in a season, so this is a seasonal blue moon. However, in modern times, the interpretation changed it to being two full moons in one month, and it stuck. In the middle of May, both Venus and Mars move into more stable signs, Taurus and Cancer respectively. That should help you get focused on practical priorities. On Monday, April 29th, Saturn turns retrograde until September. This shift into reverse marks the best time of year to review your career situations, reevaluate your life's direction, and consolidate your resources. The Saturn mantra is, less is more. So allow this 4.5-month time period to take you back over the actions of the past and weed out that which you no longer need. So now, the three planets that will align in Capricorn in 2020 are moving retrograde until fall. This provides the necessary opportunity to put your past in order as you prepare for the big changes that are coming later this year into 2020 and the new decade. The new moon is on Saturday, May 4th at 15 degrees Taurus. The earth and fire elements are very strong now, supporting you to bring creative passions down to earth for practical application. This energy adds grounding and support for Saturn retrograde and brings a pragmatic and organizing time period. The dark new moon
brings a quiet time that is perfect for planting the seeds of new beginnings, like better time management, healthy eating, doing the work you love, and making sound financial decisions. During the next two-week period, we'll get a boost from Taurus energies of the new moon on Sunday, May 5th, when Mars opposes Jupiter. This lucky aspect between the planet of dynamic energy and the planet of good fortune increases your personal confidence as well as bringing the energy of adventure and risk-taking. The downside is the tendency to overreach and rely more on luck than effort and hard work. So, if you're planning to set out on a new path, Jupiter, the planet of expansion and luck, is on your side. Just be sure to keep a discerning eye on the past and what you've learned, as well as a steady hand on the steering wheel of the energy that will bring you your future, an energy that has no bounds. At the same time, there's a T-square pattern of the planetary sky giving you an unbalanced feeling of sitting on a three-legged chair that should have four legs. One leg is expansive Jupiter, opening you up to higher philosophies and adventure. The opposite leg is impatient Mars, trying to do too many things at once. Dreamy-eyed Neptune is in the position of the third leg, and he just wants to go off into his private cave to shut the door out of the busy world and meditate. The missing leg is in the sign of Virgo, asking you to simplify your life and needs, to get organized, and to bring forth the visualization for higher service. Make a plan and work the plan. Make sure you are grounded to avoid getting scattered and mentally exhausted. The good news is that this conflicting pattern motivates you to get things done. Yes, it is now the time to create your unlimited realities. How will you sleep on Wednesday, May 1st? Mental Mercury makes a challenging square aspect to restrictive Saturn overnight, and that can make for a restless sleep. But that shifts in the morning through Friday morning when the moon moves into active Aries. Okay, it's time to get up and get moving. Saturday is the annual exciting Kentucky Derby Day. Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, is a quiet day under a vortex course moon. Astrologers do not like to take important actions or make significant purchases when the moon is in its introspective phase. It's better to meditate, do laundry, create a to-do list, or other mundane tasks. That's it for this week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now, let's get back to our program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new Bright Clearing Formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon. And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare.
Blending according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I'm less asleep and more awake. Fears disappear before my eyes. I no longer choose to keep them in disguise. All those things that I thought I was, none of them true, all of them false. Everyone, everything I have judged according to what I thought I was. there's nothing I need to do. This cage I have built within my mind, I look out between the bars at my life, through my past, through my fears, through my lies, seeing the world from what I see inside. And now there's nothing I need to do. I just question what I think is true of the world, of me, and of you. But there's nothing I need to do. Give it to the world to find out the truth. Bring it to the light that shines in you. Bit by bit, piece by piece, love will shine away the fears in me. I'll give it to the world and open the door. Set me free forevermore. I become a place of peace. Bit by bit, piece by piece. Now there's nothing I need to do. I question what I think is true of the world, of me, and of you. But there's nothing I need to do. For the world, for me, or for you. There's just nothing I need to do.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Welcome back to our program. And that was my good friend Annabelle Wood, who wrote that song, Bits and Pieces. And I really do like that song. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James, and this is a call-in show. And the number to call if you want to ask a question of Frank or I is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And we'll take three or four more calls. Frank, we have Valerie from California on the line, and her birthday is May 25th. Are you there, Valerie?
Yes. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Frank.
Do you have a question for Frank?
Yes, Frank. Last week I spoke to you, and you said that within 2 weeks I would be hearing from a job that I had applied for in February. But can I give you the initials of three companies just to get an idea of who it could possibly be?
Go ahead.
The first initial is S as in Sam. The next one is J as John. And the third is K.
Okay. And you're waiting for a return? Or are you going to go back?
You said I get a phone call from somebody from the past that had contacted me, and that they would contact me again, and that would be the job.
Well, I do feel they're going to contact you again. I think right at this particular time, they're going through a process. I believe they might have hired somebody during that time where you were applying, and then it just hasn't worked out. Now, maybe my timing is off a week or two, but I do feel they'll be calling you back.
And, Valerie, I feel that's none of those initials that you sent. None. So it's somebody else that you're not expecting. I just wanted to add that, Valerie.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
So just let go and let God and just visualize the outcome. Don't ask how you're going to get there. Just know you will get there, and you will.
Great. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Frank, we have somebody else. We have Diana, another girl from Montana, and her birthday is July 15th. Hi, Diana. How are you? Welcome to Let's Find Out.
I'm very well, thank you. I have a question.
Good.
I'm going to be traveling a lot this summer. I'm going to be going to Kansas for 3 weeks for family stuff. But I was wondering if I'll be going to Canada to watch my daughter do the Ironman the end of July.
Yes.
I tell you.
Oh, good.
I feel good about that. And another thing I'd like to tell you is you're in a particular interesting year. You're in a year of change. You're in the fifth year of a nine-year cycle. So you're going to be pretty up most of the year now. But you are getting rid of some stuff that has been bugging you. And one of the things is just getting out and traveling. But this is going to happen for you.
Oh, good. Good news. Okay. It's just a lot of driving.
Well, you might fly, and I think that somebody in your family is going to invite you to join them, and they may treat you, Diana.
I have a boyfriend that does that a lot, so maybe.
Well, there you go. There you go, hon.
Yeah.
It's very special. It'll be very special, and I think you're going to fly.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. You know, Frank and I have been working together for over 30 years. And I have to, now tonight, I decided that I was going to honor his accuracy, because Frank has helped so many, solve so many mysteries. He really has. Not only has he solved items that have been stolen, including lots of money, but he's helped to find people. And this week, Frank had five missing people. Frank, will you tell us about what happened?
Well, I had calls come in, and I don't ask for a lot of information. I do ask for, if you have a picture of the person, please send it to me, and when they disappeared, and then I can pick up information psychically. I also do a lot of different things, as Elizabeth knows. I also do automatic writing. Unfortunately, if I connect with the automatic writing, then the person is deceased. And then I work out a rapport, hopefully, with that person, and they'll give me the details that we need. Now, I do send healing energy, and it's a horrendous way to.
I just want to interject in that point that when Frank and I send healing energy to the departed soul, especially if they have recently departed, that energy helps them cross instead of staying trapped. So sending the healing energy and knowing that the person has crossed in a beautiful white light is really important to both of us. Right, Frank?
Oh, especially, you know, working with the other side for all these years. The other thing is I've two of the people that were missing finally got home. So, you know, there's extended problems with certain people. Bipolar problems,
and the opioid
drug that get another drug, and all of a sudden they're all over the place. But there are so many variables. But the other, I have two that are possibly passed away. I have another one. That I've been tracking, and hopefully in a few days we'll have her. Always great
wonderful.
To have people alive when they come back.
It's wonderful to have them return. So I just wanted to honor Frank's work. And most of you that have been calling in, we've been getting letters back about his accuracy and about how things have worked out the way he said. But as you said, Frank, timing, sometimes it's a month off, sometimes it's 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
But that's okay. At least we know the outcome when we speak to them.
I make sure when I do get the information, I do contact a police detective that's working on a case.
And you've worked with them often.
Yes.
So would you please give out your contact number if somebody would like to have a reading with you?
Yes, it's 862-684-1904.
And you can sign up for a reading with Frank on my website, new-visions.com. Just go to Psychic Services, and you will see the link to click to sign up if you would like to have a reading with Frank. So, again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Frank, we're about coming to the end of the show. Do you want to say anything more about the spring of 2019?
Yeah, I'd like to send out a nice affirmation, and it's something that you should repeat all the time. And if you have a chance, write it down maybe 10 times, and if you're lucky enough to still do cursor, write it straight up. Today I'm taking control of my life. And that's today I'm taking control of my life.
That's a positive statement. It's called setting a condition. And it really does send out fabulous energy. So your sidekick wants to say hello, too. Hello, Don.
Well, hello, everyone.
You did a great job last week. Thank you so much.
I loved it. You know, I love being on your show. Really, Elizabeth, thank you. You know, I wanted to just give the listeners a tip because I get this asked a lot. Like, when's Frank? And I've been asked it, already several times. So here's the way you can find out if Frank's going to be online. The trick is the show's always headlined. And if you go to the program page, bbsradio.com/, let's find out. One word. Again, just go to bbsradio.com/let's find out, and you will see who's coming up next. There will be a headline of the co-host or the guest that's going to be on Elizabeth's show. And that information is also featured on the search engines, social networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. It's going to be in our newsroom. It'll be featured on our homepage. So if you really want to know when Frank's going to be there, just check out Elizabeth's program page, or you'll find it somewhere throughout the social networks of BBS Radio and our homepage, and, of course, the station pages. So hopefully that helps some of you figure out when you can call in and have some fun. And thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for helping last week. Again, I want to say something else that will also help you. Frank is on the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday of each month. And maybe, Don, we can add that to my page. Frank St. James is on the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday of each month. And then when I'm out of town, Frank and Don are on.
Thank you.
Okay, Frank, I know that there's been upsets in the news about the refugees and about what's going on with all that craziness and the kids. And I know that you've been helpful in a way with those incidences. So do you want to say anything about that?
Yes, I like the way they're handling it. They're handling it much better. They still need a lot of help. They really need a good facility to expand so they can help these people.
Yeah, we've been deluged with it unexpectedly. Yes, this has been going on for years, Frank, but I think nowadays we have twice as many people and we just weren't prepared for the onslaught.
No, and it seems to be very easy for them to get in. So I was watching 60 Minutes and they had a segment on it, and they're actually directing these people where to go instead of hiding in the,
in the desert in a hot truck and passing away because of the heat. That's good. I think the whole key is that we have to learn how to handle it differently. Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we are at the end of the show. Frank, you want to give your number out one more time, please?
Yes, it's 862-684-1904.
Thank you very much, Frank, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Now we're going to go into our meditation time, which is always very important to me. We're going to hear Elaine Silver sing I Am in the Flow. And the meditation tonight is reaching for the white light. And I work with the eighth chakra. Of course, you know, we have new chakras. I wrote the book, The New Spiritual Chakras. It's on Amazon.com and available. The New Spiritual Chakras by Elizabeth Joyce. We're doing the meditation tonight, working with the eighth chakra, which is right above the seventh. And the color is clear quartz. Reaching for the right light, and then we're going to go out with New Beginnings by Richard Schumann, and that is dedicated to the month of May, New Beginnings. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real, real
And now it's time for our meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair, or you can sit in the lotus position, or you can lie down with your legs uncrossed. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Allow your body to relax. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Feel your entire body relaxing from the head to the torso, to the thighs, to the legs, to the toes. One more deep breath. Release the breath. Only with spirit can our hearts and minds be lifted up to the greater heights of compassion, love, and unity. With God is the path where we can honestly say, I love you. When spirit is flowing through us, this is the time that we can be honest with ourselves and say, I forgive you. With the spiritual force, we can give the healing words to others. I'm sorry. We can look within and even say, with this support with God, I love myself and I forgive myself as well. Pick up a hand mirror. Look into the mirror. Look into your eyes in the mirror. I forgive myself. I love myself. I am bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Bountiful, blissful, and beautiful I am. When the spiritual force is flowing through you, you gain inner direction, you gain clarity, and you gain sustenance. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. I flow with clarity and truth. I am centered and balanced. As we go through these next few years, you will find that you need to take the time to fill yourself up. 15 minutes a day. Open up the crown chakra. Let the white light flow down into your body. Feel it begin to spin each chakra as it balances each one along your spine. Fill yourself up with the infinite. Fill yourself up with the Holy Spirit. Fill yourself up with the white light that shines for all. It is impossible for a closed mind and an open heart to exist in the same person both at the same time. One will eventually overcome the other. Either the closed mind will close the heart, or the open heart will open the mind. Choose for yourself. Do it now, today. And remember, a closed-minded person loses a little bit more of their heart every day. It's best that we don't believe anything we hear about someone else. It's also best that we don't believe anything that we say about someone else. Because with God, all is possible, including God and the spiritual force being visible in and throughout the earth. Through the expression of the fruits of the Spirit from those of us who are keeping on the path, on our path, with sustenance and support, and the love of God. As we wrap ourselves in white light at the end of each meditation, we are wrapping ourselves with the infinite love, support, guidance, and strength. Wrap yourself in white light now. Take your time as if you were in an egg and you were wrapping yourself inside the egg. Allow this to be your new home. It has everything. It has food, support, guidance, and love. Wrap yourself in white light. Know that you are a child of God, that you are always protected and directed in the right place at the right time. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath and release the breath. Allow this meditation to be your prayer beyond prayer. Welcome your angels. Welcome your guides. Welcome the invisible force that can be so wonderfully productive in your life. Take another deep breath. And let yourself relax as we go out with the music of Richard Schulman.